Yeah, so two things with anthracyclines. We're focused on the heart. I do worry about that, but I also worry about leukemia. And if you look at Cliff's update of 9741, the incidence of MDS AML was, I think, 0.7%, close to 1%. And those patients are not going to be cured of this secondary topo II-induced AML. So if you go on Adjuvant Online and you look at the differences in survival between a second generation and third generation, you're probably eating it up just on the leukemia alone, much less the heart toxicity, which I don't think we factored in. And then in some of the bigger trials, the risk of AML in like people over 70, no breast cancer is about 1%. When they get breast cancer and they get chemotherapy, especially anthracyclines, it gets about 2%. So, and we saw that in our CLGB review of older people, where we had higher mortality rate from chemo in older people in the trials we looked at. And when you looked at it, it wasn't the heart. But cardiac toxicity is hard to evaluate long-term because if someone dies 8 years later of an MI or CHF, you really don't know whether it was related to your treatment. But the leukemia and MDS was a major risk. So I think when we think of elders on anthracyclines, we need to think of leukemic risks as well as cardiac risks. And then there's always the concerns out there of use of growth factors in increasing perhaps risks of leukemia, which... I'm not convinced it does, but I think it's an open issue and something we have to pay attention to.
So what'd you do?